The importance of grain bin management. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AGI SureTrack. There's been a big increase in on-farm storage in recent years, which has also increased the importance of grain bin management.
If that bin were so many thousand bushel and it were a briefcase of money, let's just say we'd watch it every day.
That's Dave Ahern with AGI SureTrack. More after this. Dave Ahern is the Northern U.S. Sales Manager for AGI SureTrack. Ahern says grain bin management is all about eliminating guesswork and knowing the temperature and moisture in the bin.
If that bin were, you know, so many thousand bushel and it were a briefcase of money, let's just say we'd watch it every day. But since it's corn or soybeans or wheat or many of the 800 other commodities that we manage across the U.S. and actually the globe, they're commodities that biodegrade. So it's important that we watch the temperature and the moisture of them. So what we do is we have an approach with cables that we have sensors on them. And it is the best technology out there. I know there's a lot of things on the market that are looking to scan bins and things like that. If there were better, we'd be doing it. But we look at the moisture and the temperature because, for instance, if you think you have 15% corn and it's sitting at 60 degrees, that'll last you 355 days before it gets one grade reduction, before it spoils, for instance. But if there were a pocket of 18% corn that you didn't know about and you only cooled it to 60 degrees and didn't pay any attention to the fact that it was higher moisture, it would only last 73 days in that bin. So it has a shelf life. It has an expiration date. And so the first step is knowing what you have.
Ahern says CO2 detection in grain bins is also very important.
CO2 is something that we monitor both in the head space of the bin up high and then also down in the floor, or what we call the plenum, or your bin erector, he would call that the plenum area, the area between the fan and the grain. We have a sensor in there so we can tell the warm-up of the fan, but it also, when the fans aren't running, CO2 is a heavy gas, so it settles right there. So we can see a higher CO2 level because CO2 is emitted when we have higher mold or higher insect activity. There's mold and there's insects in our mostly mold in our environment everywhere we go, and we want to see if there's high levels of that. The CO2 itself, Ken, was something that was asked of us by our pro users, you know, the people that are in the food grade and things like that, but it's become a really widespread thing and a part of all of grain bin management.
That's Dave Ahern with AGI SureTrack. For more information, visit their website, agisuretrack.com. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.